Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Cold shower for François Fillon in Tourcoing. Fillon le pognon, or again, Fillon en prison, were the slogans chanted by dozens of people hostile to the candidate of Les Républicains, who was invited by the mayor of the city. He had come to participate in a roundtable on security and to visit a community center. François Fillon, nonetheless, remains in good standings in the polls. He would receive 20% of votes, according to a poll of Opinionway for Les Echos, as much as Emmanuel Macron, but less than Marine Le Pen, who still leads the voting intentions with 26%. Also worth noting, Emmanuel Macron revealed part of his program detailing his approach to security. He has stated being in favor of a zero-tolerance policy for delinquents. Marine Le Pen defended herself, saying she did not resort to a fictitious job within the European Parliament. And finally, Hamon and Mélenchon have spoken together in view of a possible rally, but it will not be easy, according to the candidate of the PS. PSA Peugeot Citroën will inject 200 million euros to modernize its historic site of Sochaux-Montbéliard. The management wants to completely revise its ergonomics and profoundly modernize the site. Currently, every year, 400,000 cars are built in Sochaux. Russia continues to fight Daesh. Russia's long-range bombers have targeted positions in the Islamic State on the outskirts of Raqqa, the capital of the jihadist movement's proclaimed caliphate in the north of Syria. You must not play with your phone at the table. It is the Pope who says so. The Pope sends a message to the young people. When you are at the table and someone else is on the phone, it is the beginning of the war because there is no dialogue. He has stressed this in a public university of Rome. Budapest could throw in the towel and withdraw their candidacy to organize the Olympics in 2024. Rome and Boston have already given up, and in the event of the withdrawal of the Hungarian capital, the Olympic Games of 2024 will take place in either Paris or Los Angeles. Deception in skiing for the Frenchman Alexis Peintureau, who finished 7th in the giant slalom. Finally, be careful on the roads. It is already complicated at the moment, and for tomorrow, Bison Futé has issued a black alert in the Alps. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.